And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 25th of March, 2010. It's the birthday of the woman who said the writer should never be ashamed of staring. There is nothing that does not require her attention. Flannery O'Connor, born Savannah, Georgia, 1925. She said, I come from a family where the only emotion respectable to show is irritation. In some, this tendency produces hives, in others, literature, in me, both. She went to the Iowa Writers' Workshop, spent time at the Yaddo Writers' Colony, and at the age of 26, she was diagnosed with lupus, the disease that had killed her father when she was a teenager. Doctors told her she had 5 years to live. She lived for nearly 14. Moved back to the family farm in Milledgeville, Georgia, where she raised chickens, ducks, hens, geese, and peacocks. Arose every morning when the chickens cackled, went to 7 a.m. Mass in town at Sacred Heart, came home, wrote for a couple of hours until she felt too weak or tired. As she herself put it, she wrote about freaks and folks. She said, whenever I'm asked why Southern writers particularly have a penchant for writing about freaks, I say it is because we are still able to recognize one. In her 14 years on the farm with her mother, Flannery O'Connor wrote 2 dozen short stories, 2 novels, stories about obsessive characters, crazy preachers, murderers, outcasts, a young woman whose wooden leg is stolen by a Bible salesman. Many of her letters were collected in a volume called The Habit of Being, came out in 1979. And despite O'Connor saying, there won't be any biographies of me because lives spent between the house and the chicken yard do not make exciting copy, a new book about her came out just last year, written by Brad Gooch, entitled Flannery. Here's a poem for today by Patricia Farnioli, entitled Breaking Silence for My Son. The night you were conceived, your father drove up Avon Mountain and into the roadside rest that looked over the little city, its handful of scattered sparks. I was 18 and thin then, but the front seat of the 1956 Dodge seemed cramped and dark. The new diamond I hadn't known how to refuse, trapping flecks of light. Even then, the blackness was thick as a muck you could swim through. Your father pushed me down on the scratchy seat, not roughly, but as if staking a claim, and his face rose like a thin-shadowed moon above me. My legs ached in those peculiar angles. My head bumped against the door. I know you want me to say I loved him, but I wanted only to belong to anyone. So I let it happen, the way I let all of it happen, the marriage, his drinking, the rage. This is not to say I loved you any less, only I was young and didn't know yet. We can choose our lives. It was dark in the car, such weight and pressure, the wet, earthy smell of night, a slickness like glue, and in a distant, inviolate place, as though it had nothing at all to do with him, you were a spark in silence, catching. A poem, Breaking Silence for My Son, by Patricia Farnioli, from her collection Necessary Light, published by Utah State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.